track 13, and we come to our sport roundup. And of course, with the Football World Cup, yes, we, that's England, are still in as we read this, and with Wimbledon, and with the Ladies Cricket Cup going on across the pond, it is a busy time for sport. But let's have a quick look at what is happening locally. And we're going to start with cricket. Chudley play out a stunning stalemate. Chudley and Plymouth's second 11 fought each other to a standstill in a last ball thriller at Kate Brook. Chudley set Plymouth 205 to win in the C Division West encounter, and Plymouth reached the final, one of their 45 overs, 7 runs short of victory. The target was 2 to win from Will Heather's final ball to Tom Hughes, who could only scuttle a single to tie the game on 204 for 5. Elsewhere, South Devon missed the chance to edge towards safety when they lost at home to Hatherley by 3 wickets. Meanwhile, front runners Ipplepen cruised to a 7-wicket win over Paignton's second 11 in a one-sided meeting at Moor Lane. Lastly, Abbots Kurzweil's winning streak continued with a 16-run victory at Brixham. Ashburton captain Lloyd White was able to spot some positive signs in the 97-run defeat by Braunton in the bottom of the table showdown at Kelsey. Having been bowled out for 34 7 days earlier by Plimstock and lost by 9 wickets, things could only get better. Despite another defeat, this one showed encouraging signs for White, whose team has been in the bottom two since week 3 of the season. Bobby Tracy shot clear of the A Division relegation parish with a 5-wicket win over fellow drop warriors Bridstow and Bellstone. Moving on to a different kind of bowling, Chudley Bowling Club were delighted to hold the third running of Chudfest Bowling Competition at their Kate Brook Green. The competition is open to all local groups in Chudley and has proved to be very popular. This year, 12 teams took part, and there was even a waiting list in case of any last-minute withdrawals. Each team had to have 4 players, with one having to be an experienced bowler. After all the matches, the Bookworms from Chudley U3A were the eventual winners of the competition. The men and ladies at Marina have had everything thrown at them this month from Dawlish: rain, wind, hail, and latterly extreme heat and humidity. Ladies first, notwithstanding these challenges, they had their first SDL match away at King's in Torquay on a windy and wet afternoon, where they managed to win down one rink and the overall score by 1 point, gaining 6 points. With last week's heatwave causing many of Bobby Tracy's fixtures to be cancelled or postponed due to health concerns, there were very few competitive matches taking place. And of those which did survive, the men's Mid-Devon League home match against Brixham Fursham resulted in a comprehensive win for Bovey by 4-0 to gain 14 much-needed league points. And one Newton Abbott fixture was foregone due to the heat, whilst another against Bowls Devon Presidents required a hydration break. Well, that kind of links back to the World Cup, doesn't it? And their ladies played a very strong Kings team in the SDL and lost the match 8-2. And that concludes our quick roundup of the sport for this week.